Here we go, boss.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Who Am I Pod.
Welcome, welcome. Cheers, cheers.
How you living?
You know, thankful. You know,
that's what's
thankful
up
out here in these streets.
That's what's up, man. Me too, man. It was weird, right? Did it feel like Thanksgiving to you?
No, it felt like Thursday, bro.
It definitely felt like a Thursday. I don't know. Like I did the food thing, cooked a little bit, and just didn't really feel right.
I didn't even do the turkey stuffing or dressing, whoever.
Where'd you go? You ain't going to eat with the fam?
Bro, I had chicken and rice.
Regular schedule.
Spice it up a little bit. Put some barbecue sauce on that thing. You know what I mean?
The gravy.
The tangy gravy.
With the gravy on there. That's what's up. Nah, but yeah, man, it just felt kind of weird, man. I'm just ready at this point. Like December's here pretty much, and I'm just ready for it all to end and 2020 be over. I feel like a friend said at work. He said that it feel like we're gonna wake up in January 2021, and we gonna look at the calendar and it's gonna say January 2020.
Like, oh, you thought this was over?
The remix. That, like, yeah, man. Next year, it couldn't be worse.
I saw a good meme going around where it was like, 2020 isn't here to give you anything new. It's a reminder to appreciate everything that you have. Because it's like so much has been taken from us this year. Mm-hmm. So many people have been taken from us this year. It's kind of a reminder like, hey, what I do have, you know what I mean? I need to just appreciate it because it can be gone in an instant.
That's real. That's definitely real. All right, well, let's talk about what need to be going. Some of this music that came out this week. I will go ahead and let you start. I know you got two singles. I only got one this week, one album. So I'll let you go ahead and get shit off on these singles.
So I'm not as pessimistic as Kevo, man. I try my best to find some good music because it is out there. You just, unfortunately, you got to go look for it. You know what I mean? But for this one, my first one I'll start with, it actually came out a couple weeks ago. I just missed it. But it's an artist by the name of Tone Stith. He came out with a song called Devotion. And this song is super like old school. It reminds me of like Maxwell. And we talk about R&B. We always refer back to like the golden ages, like 90s hip hop or 90s R&B. That's like the golden age of R&B where you had just hit after hit after hit after banger after banger. And I kind of feel like we're going through that now. Like, it's probably not going to be as memorable as 90 R&B, but it's just so much good R&B is coming out. It's kind of like a new, like a reemergence of great R&B, whereas though you just find a new artist or a new song everywhere and it just all seems good. And I feel like what Tone Stith did, he kind of channeled that old R&B sound. Like, this sounds like Maxwell. It's like old school, real slow, like just like bedroom music. And I looked him up and I just saw like he's in the industry. Like, he's got songs with her. He's got songs with Ty Dolla $ign. He got songs with Swae Lee. Like, and I think he just released a snippet with Chris Brown that's coming out soon. So I think he's going to be around, or he's going to be coming forward for like the mainstream to see in the near future. But this song called Devotion, it's a really good song. It's, again, when a year was such great, or the past couple years with so much R&B coming out, it's easy to get lost in, but just to know if you look for it, there is some good R&B out there. So that's Tone Stith with Devotion. Really, really good track. And then my dog, Favio Foreign, I brought him up last week. He got a new song called Trust. And again, like I was saying last week, I was really into Pop Smoke, but like I'm really now into that New York drill, that kind of like a UK grime sound that New York rappers have right now. And it's just like Griselda, is very formulaic. Like, it's going to be the same beat. It's going to be the same flow. It's going to be the same couple artists doing the same thing. But like Griselda, I like that. Like, I'm tuned into that type of sound. So with this one, Trust, he didn't change the formula too much. He didn't go left field, start singing with auto-tune. It's just exactly what you expect out of Favio Foreign. So if you like that type of music, if you want something to listen to while you're in the gym, I highly suggest Favio Foreign with Trust.
That's what's up. Good singles, man. Let me get my little album out of the way. Mixtape, whatever you want to call it. It was released on Dat Piff, so
it's for the Weezy fans.
Yeah, it's for the Weezy fans. But this is No Ceilings 3 by Lil Wayne. Got a ton of features on there. Drake and Drake. That's probably the only memorable one. So we'll go.
Oh, yeah, gutter, yeah, gutter, gutter.
Going for it. go. Ignoring the bullshit. So this is the thing. We had this problem. I don't know if it was this year or last year. Legends, when they rename their stuff, like when they like go over, what was Rick Ross, right? Was that this year or last year?
That was
it might have been last year. This year been going forever. So whatever the case may be, Rick Ross. Yeah, Rick Ross last year did the same thing where he released. What's the title of that?
Port of Miami.
Port of Miami 2, right?
Yeah.
So Port of Miami 2. So we were disappointed by it because obviously Port of Miami is you know, kind of legendary, you know, album. And then No Ceilings being the legendary series 2. We know what the formula is, and the formula should work in general. Like the good songs already, we know everybody already liked the beats, and you just got to rap over them, right? Well, No Ceilings 1 was a classic. No Ceilings 2 was kind of mediocre. This one might be worse in general. like this one might actually be worse. And I'm disappointed because it seemed like, I don't know, it seemed like Lil Wayne should take a while to make a track, make like a whole tape. And this is why. When you listen to a lot of his tracks, it feels like some of them got juice and some of them don't. So it feels like he might run out. And so this one, like the first 5 songs, like, okay, this shit going tough. And pretty much everything after that, it was just a step down, step down, step down till you got to the end where he was just saying he shoot a nigga no crossover, he shoot a nigga no layup, he shoot a nigga no. And he said that, did that for 3 minutes in the song straight, talking about how he'll shoot a nigga, but it's no foul. Like, I want to play. Like, it's like, just like. by the end of it, it just was complete hot garbage. Honestly, the songs with his sons are what they are. They just fun. They cool to see. He put like all three. I think it's 3 of his sons that he had actually had on this album. So that's actually cool. But outside of that, and outside of the Drake feature, and outside of the first 5 songs, there's not a lot there. And that's a lot to say because there's 20 songs on here. It's 20 songs. And another thing. Since I'm going at it, another thing. Am I the only one that's getting tired of hearing DJ Khaled yelling on songs for no reason? Yeah. DJ Khaled, you have no place doing this. Like, you do this on your own time. I don't want to hear you on No Ceilings doing this. I didn't really need to hear No Ceilings 3, to be honest, if we're really talking. I really didn't even need to hear this. Let alone in every interlude between every song, do I need to hear, we had to take the ceiling off because they tried to cap us. No cap. Like, shut the fuck up, dog. Shut the fuck up, bro. We don't need to hear this from you. So, a little disappointing. I do want to say Drake snapped, though. Drake went off. Drake, he really ate that shit up. So, if that's January, it's going to be crazy. If he coming with this type of rapping, including the Laugh Now, Cry Later type rapping, if he coming with that over the course of a whole album, an album made 50 songs, might be scary for the rest of the rap game, really.
Yeah. But I will say this, though. Wayne was snapping on that track with Drake, too. Wayne. He was eating. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this about Wayne. Like, he's in that category with, like, Eminem, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Nas, might even say Busta. Like, mm-hmm. they kind of like the gods right mm-hmm. now. Like, they solidified. Mm-hmm. They can go on and release trash music from here on out, but we kind of give them a pass because of they literally changed the game, mm-hmm. what they did, what they brought to it. So his legacy cannot be tarnished in a way.
No.
And I think that once you hit that level, it's hard to impress us. Because yeah. like you could argue for like them 5 songs, like you were saying, this might be lyrically some of the top bars, like wordplay and flows. Oh, yeah. That I've heard from Wayne in a long time. Like, he yeah. was snapping.
The first 5 songs, he was going off.
He was snapping. It's like, yo, this is... I don't think... when he's rapping like that, it's not too many people that can hang with Wayne. Mm-hmm. And you've seen that in different features that he's been on throughout the year. It's like, oh, Wayne still got it. Like, let's not keep it... let's not be confused. Wayne still got it. But it's in that back half of the project to see this is where Wayne is now. Like, when he's singing... It just don't sound good. And it's like, come on, bro. It's like, it hurts. Like, this literally hurts to hear this.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to hear that.
Like, I have to turn this off.
I wish this was a 5-song EP.
Yeah, if it would have just been that, it's like, bro, it's just amazing. Was a song EP. So he still got it, but it's few and far between. But
you get the difference is yeah, he get a pass, like as far as his legacy, but Jay-Z, Nas, even Eminem to a degree, within the last year or two have released some really good albums. So Nas, even this year, has got one of the best albums to me this year.
Yeah.
So Jay-Z got 444, and he got the album with Jay Electronica where he was snapping off the whole time.
Yeah.
So Wayne is the only one yet to really deliver something that we thought was great in the last like 5 years, because Carter Five really wasn't. It was cool, but it wasn't really hidden like that. So that's my thing. When I hear something like this and they like, okay, well, Not a Human Being 3 is coming too soon, I'm like, I can't really get excited for that based off of the last few projects I heard from you.
So, but it's the thing though. Wayne is disconnected, bro. Mm-hmm. You just saw him taking pictures with Trump, like, hey, bro, platinum play.
He doubled down on that too. He had a Trump bar there. Talk about not doing his taxes.
Yeah, bro. Like, Wayne he's disconnected from the culture. Like, you know, mm-hmm. he's not lying. Like, before, Wayne was the culture. Everything yeah. Wayne did, everything Wayne said, everything Wayne wore, the culture followed. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's kind of like what we saw with Gucci and Jeezy. It's like, mm-hmm. Jeezy might have those hits or whatever, but like, Gucci is still the culture. Like, you look at who's around Gucci, you look who's connected with Gucci, you look at whose careers he's responsible for, that's who's running the game now. So cultural relevancy, Jeezy, he just dropped the project and only sold like 25,000. That's a teller that Jeezy is kind of disconnected from where rap is now. Mm. Look at Wayne and some of his movements in the past year, and you listen to the music, you kind of see he's not as relevant as what's happening in the culture right now.
True. True. Fair enough. Well, let's go ahead and move on.
But the first five tracks, though, is worth listening to.
First five tracks is fire.
Definitely suggest people listen.
First five tracks is crazy.
So I'll start talking with some albums. I'll get the quick ones out the way first. First one I wanted to highlight was Currency and Harry Fraud. They dropped the EP called Bonus Footage. And earlier in the year, Currency and Harry Fraud dropped a project. And this one is kind of like the things that are left over. And it's only five tracks, 14 minutes, quick, easy listen. And they actually pulled my favorite track on there, which is called Riviera Beach, featuring Conway. And I was like, because, you know, like recently has been a trend of people release an album and then they split up the album into different EPs and then they re-release the EPs. And it's like, bro, I just thought I got caught with the Okie Doke. Like, oh, man, it's just a section of the album. But he actually took that track and it added a feature with Boldy James. And I'm a huge fan of Conway the Machine. I'm a huge fan of Boldy James. So for him to take that track and then re-enhance it and make it better, that was dope. And then he got just really good songs on there. Like, he got a song with Cordae. Cordae was on there snapping. He got a song with Gunplay. Gunplay was on there snapping. And then Harry Fraud, I just love his sound. And I really grew to love, like, really grew to appreciate Currency just in the past year, because this is his seventh project, either EP or album that he released this year. And it's just to see his consistency and just to see what he brings to the table. I respect it. I respect the grind. I respect the hustle, and I respect him as a man. So shout out to Currency and Harry Fraud. That's the Bonus Footage EP. And I know earlier this year I was complaining that I'm tired of deluxes, and I still am tired of deluxes. I'm tired of people releasing deluxes, and I'm going to make a pass for this one right here. So Jim Jones released a deluxe for his 2019 album, El Capo, which I think should have just been a new album, because it was 15 whole songs. Like, that's a whole new album. But to me, these 15 songs are amazing. Like, these 15 songs are amazing. He said it. He called into the Joe Budden podcast and he was saying, like, this album isn't really for everybody. You have to have an acquired taste for this type of music. It's no hype songs. It's no lit songs. It's no party songs. It's a very specific sound for a very specific type of activity. And if you don't like that sound, then you're probably not going to like this. And I respect that, because when we talk about Griselda, when I talk about that New York drill scene, when we talk about R&B, I have become accustomed to a certain sound that I like. And I feel like this sound is some of the highest form of that type of music. And I don't want to get too long-winded, but I'll say this about this album and the next one. I hate when a saying that's so true becomes so played out that when you say it, it loses effect. Like, when you say, oh, it's a vibe, it's so played out, like, you don't really get the full meaning of that. You just feel like, oh, you're just saying that. But, like, certain artists really provide you a whole vibe. Like, I listen to albums. I want to feel the experience. I love art. I like movies. I like paintings. I want to be drawn into a specific world. I want to catch that vibe. I want that album to be an experience. And when an artist can deliver that, I really respect him. And I think Jim Jones really did that from start to finish on these 15 songs. He literally drew you into his world, and he went beat by beat, song by song, and just murdered it. And he has some great features on there. He got Votto on there. He got Joel Santana on there. He got Conway on there. Like, Dave East on there. It just sounds like that type of music, and it's the highest level of it. So I normally don't like deluxes, but since this is kind of like a brand new album, I definitely recommend Jim Jones, El Capo, the deluxe. It's great music. And then the last one, controversial pick right here. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
But at the same time, like, again, I like vibes. And I respect this one because I wasn't expecting it, but again, this is the highest level to me of that type of music right now. So Juicy J dropped a project called The Hustle Continues, and this project reminded me, Juicy J is a legend in the game.
Oh yeah,
he is a legend in the game, and I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves for what he's done. Like, going back to his time with 3-6 Mafia, and didn't he win like an Oscar for the song with Hustle and Flow? Like, that was monumental. You know what I mean? He bragged on there about doing a song with Katy Perry. I know that was probably like a light flex and people don't appreciate that. But again, seeing where he come from, seeing where, like, Slob on My Knob and all that.
To do it. Not song. Supposed to be on a song with Katy Perry.
Not supposed to be on a song with Katy Perry. And he crossed that lane, and it's like, that's amazing. Like, that for him to do that, that's a slight flex. And to see the features he has on here, like, he rebranded himself with Wiz Khalifa when he started his solo career. But Wiz Khalifa on there, Lil Baby, one of the hottest artists of this year, 2 Chainz, ASAP Rocky, Conway the Machine is on his project. That was the biggest shocker, and he was floating on that thing. Like, Conway on there, Young Dolph was on there snapping, Logic was on there, Meg Thee Stallion, he had J-Rock on there. And I mean, to see these type of artists who I hold with a certain level of respect come to Juicy with that same level of respect just shows me the type of legend he is. And this album, I don't project it going number one. I don't see it being like a big album, but it's kind of one of those ones where as an artist, you look to get the blueprint. And it's like, damn, like, Juicy really was riding on these. He was giving me so many different flows. He was doing different things, and it sounded so modern that you forget, like, yo, Juicy been in the game since the 90s. You know what I mean? And he really proved something to me with this project. And again, for this lane of music, you forget how many of those sounds that Juicy actually produced. This just showed me, like, this is high quality music for that lane, in my opinion. It's not for everybody, don't get me wrong. But for this lane, I have a certain level of respect for Juicy to do it with the support of his peers.
Well, you sold me. You sold me. I'll go tune in. You sold me.
If you just want to hear one, listen to the one with the Conway the Machine.
Bro. Yeah.
He was like, Conway snapped on that, bro. The you ones with Young. And this is the thing. With Juicy part, it's kind of like, okay. But when you hear somebody else get on the track and get in Juicy pocket, like when Young Dolph get on there and get on the same pocket that Juicy went in, then the hook came back and he's like, oh, this is kind of hard. Like, this is it, right?
Okay.
When you hear Conway get on that thing, start floating, and then Juicy hook come back in, it's like, yo, this is, all right, I like this. So.
I could rock with that.
It's, when you hear J-Rock, like, J-Rock, bro.
I heard J-Rock in a while either.
And remember, he had one of the best albums when he dropped that Redemption album. That was one of the best albums of the year. But to think, like, that sound and Juicy J, it don't even sound like it would be compatible. Conway the Machine, Juicy J, it don't even sound compatible. But to hear it work and to hear them do that, it's like, I respect this, to be honest.
Okay. That's what's up. I do want to follow up because we do got the numbers from Megan's first week.
I'm glad you said this, bro.
So I do want to do that before we move on to the Grammys. But yeah, she, it's hard to say she didn't meet our over or under, really. really where we were saying that she probably should be. She should have gotten at least with the Beyonce on there. Like, she should have probably got at least, she hit 92K, 10K, which is coming from traditional sales. So, which is a big deal for her because that doubles Sugar. Sugar sold 41 first week.
Yeah.
So it did more than double Sugar. So, yeah, that's great. but that's hardly the number of the hottest rap female in the game right now.
Yeah.
That's hard. Like we said last week, Cardi B first week on her debut album was 255K. That's more than 150,000 units, man.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, with that's certain rough. Artists you come out, you feel it.
Yeah, that's rough.
This one, like, I told you, like, it don't feel like it's going to actually do something.
Nah.
For them, like, again, the official, just for full transparency, at the time of this recording, the official numbers aren't in. Mm-hmm. But normally the projections or those reported numbers are really right on spot.
Yeah,
so for her to be around or not even to crack 100K, like, that's saying something.
That's not good.
That's saying something right there.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that's, I mean... Yeah, I mean, to get all of the benefits that come with sitting in that seat and still not sell 100K is wild.
That's what I was saying, bro. Like, literally everybody was handed, like, yo, do it. Coming off the success of WAP, got the Beyonce feature, you got this whole Tory Lanez situation, you want to cover a Time magazine, you want to cover a GQ magazine, all these Grammy nominations, all these different AMA nominations. All these different performances, and the best you can give us is body, yada, 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 yada.
God, I hate that song, bro.
Like,
God, I hate that song.
Come on, bro. Like, it's.
I was talking to my sister about that. She said that she actually kind of liked that song. And she was saying how my niece hated it, though. And I was like, she got a fucking sense in her. You know, because a kid will tell you.
He's going to tell you the truth.
A kid will tell you what's up bad. A kid will come in, taste the mac and cheese, and be like, yo, this mac and cheese is yucky.
Because they don't got the filter to lie.
No,
bro.
They just like, yo, this shit is garbo. Mm-hmm. So they'll tell you straight up. So that's wild to me that. If that's the one, bro, then. That shouldn't be. If anything, I thought they should probably push the baby feature again. That's what I thought. That's the one I thought they should have pushed.
Yeah. And that's the formula that worked.
Yeah. Because the body wanted the visuals is carrying that, and that is only going to last for so long.
But you know what they anticipate? And let's get this hot on TikTok. Let's do the body out of challenge.
It is on TikTok. Yeah.
But it's forced. The best TikTok dances or the best TikTok trends are ones that's like, damn, I ain't even know. Like, you find out about the song because of the dance, because it's so good. Like, this.
That's the thing. TikTok will make the dance they want to make. They got Hit the Quan going, like, live right now. Like, that song came out, like, 2016.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They got dances to songs. Like, they'll bring the songs that they want out and they'll dance to them. Exactly. So if you force it, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to hit like that. But. Yeah, man, that's the body out of, man.
It's the repetition for me.
I can't fathom. Like, I would have never guessed it, man. I would have never guessed that would be the song that they wanted to go with. That they stood behind. That song is so bad.
It's not it, bro. But this is the thing. I was talking to another, like, my homegirl. And she was Jazz was on the part. I was talking to Jazz, and she was like, I was so ready to love this album. Like, I wanted to love this album so bad. Mm-hmm. But halfway through, I just realized I can't keep listening. This is not good music. I got to cut on some Rhapsody. I got to cut on some more. And I got to cut on, like, this is what I really want. Like, this is a good album. But it just didn't do it for her. I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, I get it. Kind of like when I listen to new Kanye, it's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, you want it, bro. Why you think I just had to listen to that bullshit, Wade? Listen to that bullshit.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I mean, 90 again. Congrats. 92K is a good amount.
Probably gonna go number one based on, like, everything.
No, it won't. K-pop.
There goes that.
Yeah. K-pop. Somebody named. BTS with a new album B, which moved 256K.
Bro, you say, like, BTS not the biggest thing moving right now. Like, BTS is huge.
I'm probably sure I've heard it somewhere, like on TikTok or something.
I've never heard their songs. I just know, like, BTS.
I have no idea. Yeah, that's. But yeah, she won't hit number one because of that. K-pop out here, man.
Ooh, gotta be quicker next time.
Yeah. Bad timing, though. Bad timing. But yeah, man, I think we want to go ahead and move on to the Grammys. We're going to talk a little bit about how we feel about the Grammys in general. I think we did this last year, and we probably thinking the same thing we did last year. Though last year actually had
it got a couple right.
Last year did get a couple right. This year I am completely flabbergasted, but I haven't looked through all of them, so we're going to read them all kind of like live. We're going to kind of react to them. But we're going to read, you know, who is being nominated for what. And then we're going to read out of who's there. We'll say who will win and then who should have won. So that could be anybody that any of those albums that we think from anybody. It doesn't have to be actually nominated. We should say who should have won this. So,
yeah.
But Store, I think you wanted to start with something.
Yeah. So a lot of people are disappointed with these Grammy nominations. A lot of people they felt like it's just like, you know, who's the best. Like, the culture is speaking. Like, you know who's making moves on social media. You know by other award shows, like, who has the momentum. And after a while, it starts to see, like, some of this starts to feel political. Some of this starts to feel like it's just a popularity contest. Are they setting the artists up? And this goes all the way back to, like, when Kendrick Lamar, he got robbed for Good Kid, Mad City over, who won it? Was it...
was that the Taylor Swift year or no?
It wasn't Taylor Swift. It was the white rapper dude.
Oh, Macklemore.
Macklemore, yeah. When Macklemore, he won over Kendrick Lamar. And it's like, that Kendrick Lamar album was probably one of the greatest debuts of all time, up there with like Biggie. You know what I mean? He got robbed for it. And it's, you kind of feel that disconnect. But I think Drake, he explained it in a way that really captures how I think everybody feels about it. He said in an IG post or IG story, he said, "I think we should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards, and just accept that what once was the highest form of recognition may no longer matter to be to artists that exist now and the ones that come after. It's like a relative you keep expecting to fix up, but they just can't change their ways. The other day I said The Weeknd was a lock-in for either album of the year or song of the year, along with countless other reasonable assumptions, and it just never goes that way. This is a great time for somebody to start something new that we can build up over time and pass on to the generations to come." And it's like, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. We always look to these other platforms. We always look to these things or like status symbols to validate what we feel is going on in our culture. And it's like, when we constantly get it wrong at this status symbol or this award show or this magazine cover or whatever you feel like it is, it's time for something new to happen. And at a time where we have Tidal, when we have a Black-owned or majority Black-owned streaming service, and a time where we have Revolt, when we have this Black-owned like network, we have the capacity, we have the funds, we have those people in powerful positions to come together and create something. I think the BET Awards used to be that. I think the Source Awards in like the 90s used to be that, but we kind of went away from it. So if something new, something more prestigious needs to be developed, so that we can actually get it right, I think now is the time to do so, because we can't keep relying on the Grammys to get it right, so to speak.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball this year.
Drake the type to do it too, so yeah, better watch out.
That's what I'm saying. If he's saying it,
yeah,
hey, something might really happen.
Drake the type to actually go out and do it. So well, I think we need one, because this, I mean, it's I say this with a lot of things. Like the Birkin bag, right? Let's take that for example. Like, why do we make that so popular, dog? Why is that? It's just a bag, dog. Like, it don't even look like nothing crazy. It's just a bag.
But that's kind of what that's why I respect Jeezy so much. That's what he was saying in Almighty Black Dollar. Like, we make these things cool. Mm-hmm. We one year decide, you know what? Gucci is the status symbol. Boom. Louis Vuitton, that's the status symbol. All right, boom. Versace is the status. And now we drive markets. We drive that. It's cool to now wear these brands. But it's like, if they're not giving nothing back to us, why do we give our power away to them and make them money? We don't have anything to show for it. Same thing with the Grammys. Like, we hold the Grammys to this highest theme. This is, again, like Drake was saying, like, this highest form of recognition. Why do we even respect? That's kind of going back to Kanye. That's why he was pissing on the Grammy. Like, hey, bro, this don't mean nothing. Like, this isn't, they don't respect our culture. Like, they're not giving this right. So, hey, this is what it is. We got to start looking at ourselves and understand the power we have to actually make some change and actually do something ourselves.
Well, shit, let's get to it, man. Let's just start looking at these. Y'all can see why. I mean, this is not the first time, right? So that's the funny thing about this is that we're about to go over this. You're going to hear all these people. A lot of them you probably don't know. A lot of these albums you probably never listened to. So you're thinking like, how can they get the best? How can they even get a bid at this best performance, the best album, the best, what you call it, in our space? And we don't even know what they talk about. Mm-hmm. That makes it, the logic is not there for that one. So you're going to hear some of that stuff, but I'm going to go ahead and start naming some stuff off. We'll talk about it. The first one, we'll start with some R&B stuff. So the best R&B performance, Lightning and Thunder, Jhené Aiko featuring John Legend, Black Parade, Beyonce, All I Need, Jacob Collier, featuring, I can't even say that, and Ty Dolla $ign, Goat Head, Brittany Howard, Crickets, and See Me, Emily King, Crickets. So yeah, this is where we starting with. Out of all the good R&B we've been talking about over the year, now this is where we come. This is what we starting with. So, who will win out of these ones? I'll probably go Beyonce. It's Beyonce. I mean,
I hope Beyonce.
It has to be, dog. It has to be. Yeah. Who should have? I can name a few. I can't even decide right now on the spot just based off of this, but Kiana Ledé comes to mind. Tiana mm-hmm. Taylor comes to mind. Giveon comes to mind. How do you say Division comes to mind? Like, there's several people that I put right now over any of these, even including Beyonce. And I'm sorry for any VIP, but including Beyonce, best R&B performance. There's several more that we can look to the next one.
To think Giveon isn't in this category is baffling.
Crazy.
Like, it's crazy. Baffling.
Crazy.
The fact that Tiana Taylor is not in this conversation,
absurd.
Baffling. The fact that Summer Walker,
absurd.
Is not in this conversation is baffling, bro.
Absurd. Yeah, this is disappointing.
This is what I'm saying. Of these people listed, I hope Beyonce wins.
Mm-hmm.
But something about the Grammy.
Yeah,
I don't trust the rest.
Who is Brittany Howard, though, for real? You know her?
I have no idea.
You know Emily King?
I have no cousin? Idea. That's your cousin? That's actually me, Logan. That's your
cousin. You better support your cousin now. Shit.
My kid right. Folk now. That's your love. With a couple streams. All right.
So best traditional R&B performance, because obviously they know what traditional R&B is. We'll go Sit On Down, the Baylor Project featuring Gene Baylor and Marcus Baylor.
How's it? What?
Is that a group? The Baylor Project featuring two people with the last name Baylor? Wouldn't that, what?
I don't know, bro.
Wonder What She Thinks of Me, Chloe and Haley, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Let Me Go, Michael Kilgore. Anything for You, Let's see? Not sure. Distance, Yeba. Okay, Yeba's not winning because I'm not rocking with anybody named Yeba. I don't like the Baylor Project name, and then to be featuring Gene Baylor and Marcus Baylor, so they out for that reason. I don't like anybody named Michael with like that spelling, Michael, M-Y-K-A-L. So I'm not going with them. And then it's down to I'm going with Chloe and Holly.
Yeah, I think they're gonna get that right. But again, the fact that Giveon isn't listed on here is criminal. It's downright criminal.
A tragedy.
The fact that Brandy isn't included.
It's a straight tragedy.
Brandy, bro? Come on, dog.
Traditional R&B?
Come on, bro. Let's
look at this one, man. This one might be bad too. I don't even know. I'm not doing this one. The best R&B song.
Just read the ones in the parentheses. That'll kind of clean it up a little bit.
All right. Let me see. Okay, Better Than Imagine. Robert Glasper featuring her and Michelle. I cannot say her last name.
No, try it, bro. Get that thing.
Michelle. I do not know what her name is, so no disrespect. Believe me, no disrespect. Black Parade, Beyonce again, Collide, Tina Major, and Earth Gang. Was that off of the, what you call it?
Yeah, that was off of Queen of Slim.
Yeah, Queen Slim. Okay.
But her album came out this year.
Okay. Do It with Chloe and Holly. Slow Down with Skip Marley and Her. Her is on here featured a lot, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I only heard Collide in Black Parade.
For this, I would say this is a good category. Like, I'm probably not the bet. Again, Giveon should be in
so
here.
So much, yeah.
Summer Walker should be in here just based on the timeline. But from this, there are a lot of good songs in here. Me personally, I think Tiana Major and Earth Gang, that Collide song.
Yeah, that song is great.
Is amazing.
Like, that album song, should actually be on here somewhere.
That album is crazy, too.
Yeah, that album is crazy. That album should definitely be on here somewhere.
And I think that, and it's crazy, because in the movie, this song kind of, like, captured a moment. Like,
yeah.
I love this song so much because of the movie. And then listening to the song now, it's like, bro, this song is, like, classic. It's, like, timeless type of thing.
If you ain't watched the movie, you definitely should, too, by the way.
Yeah, a phenomenal movie.
Oh, amazing.
Phenomenal movie.
Amazing.
I think that they'll go with Chloe and Holly again.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I would like to see Collide win just off of best song in this category.
That's it to me in here. And I ain't heard the rest of them, so I can't say.
Yeah. Or they might go Beyonce. You know how it get political. Like, you start to see a trend. If it wins one category, every other category that is included in it's probably going to win it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, well, for the culture, it'll be dope to see Beyonce just because of what that project represented.
Yeah. I
mean, like, that movie and representing black culture, and the song Black Parade, like, really just highlighting black history and, like, really being proud of who you are as a black person. I think that'll be a symbol. And hopefully this will be one that they actually air and give Beyonce the time to, like, go up there and give a speech to really spread on that message. But again, bro, I don't know with the Grammys, bro. You never know.
We'll go through the next two pretty fast because I don't really know what they're considering these two, but best progressive R&B album for albums containing at least 51% playing time of newly recorded progressive vocal tracks. I'm not sure what they mean, but we'll go Chilombo, Janae Aiko, Ungodly Hour, Chloe and Haley, Free Nationals by Free Nationals, Fuck Your Feelings, Robert Glasper. I'm thinking It Is What It Is, Thundercat. You know who Thundercat is?
Yeah, it's the old school dude.
Okay. I'm just guessing. Free Nationals.
Because homie look crazy. He looked like his name sound.
What about Free Nationals? You know who that is?
That's the squad that, what's the name? Anderson .Paak being.
Oh, okay,
you
cool.
See, like, Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals. That's like his band, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, out of this one, Chloe and Haley probably gonna take this one away.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you see the trend, like, they just up for so many different nominations. Yeah. It feels like they'll be spotlighted.
Yeah.
Nice. It was hard.
They pick one. Like, last year was like Lizzo, right?
Yeah.
Lizzo, like, won like so many of them.
Yeah. And then the Cardi B was 1 year.
Yeah.
See, like, that's.
I ain't heard Lizzo since. Lizzo.
Bro, Lizzo be eating, bro. You know what I'm talking about?
Lizzo do be eating. You gotta relax.
No, that's her Instagram name.
I know, but you gotta relax.
It's quarantine, bro. What you think she does?
Bro, Lizzo do be eating though. All right. Who should win? I don't know. We'll just go to the next one. We'll say who should win that one because I don't really know what progressive R&B is.
Yeah, I hope Janae win just so
that would be love if she did win, but she's not gonna win that.
Nah,
she's not gonna win. It's nice that she got the bid, though.
Yeah. This next category is disrespectful.
This is outright.
I take this anarchy. Personally, bro.
This is outright anarchy. Best R&B album. Happy to Be Here, Ant Clemons. Take Time, Giveon. They got one right out of all this.
Mm-hmm.
To Feel Love, Luke James. Bigger Love, John Legend. Even he shouldn't be on here. All Rise, Gregory Porter. No one in this category should be here outside of Giveon.
Absolutely not.
No one. There's too many great R&B projects that came out this year.
Yeah. And I love Ant Clemons. I think his pen is amazing. He doesn't need to be in this category.
No. Nope.
Love John Legend. No pun intended. He is a legend.
Yeah.
He should be respected. And I love everything he's done in the game. He shouldn't be in this. He shouldn't be.
The fact that Summer Walker ain't winning this is, I could cry.
It's disrespectful.
I could
it's
cry.
Literally, I want to see Giveon versus someone. Like, I want to be able
that
to.
That would have been great.
I want them both to be there and be recognized. The fact that Summer Walker isn't recognizing this is disrespectful.
Summer Walker should have been here.
Disrespectful, bro. Even to put, like, you got Beyonce and all these albums, but that's not in
here.
Yeah. You got Janae Aiko and all these, but she not in here.
Why is she in the progressive and not in the best R&B?
Bro, Keanu Lede not in here. Summer Walker not in here. If Giveon don't win, I'm done with this.
Yeah, this shit is trash.
He better win, bro.
This shit is trash. The rap is okay though. The rap is all right. They got the biggest hits. It's easy to call the rap ones.
I don't know, bro.
But you probably said that because they ain't got no Griselda ain't in none of these.
Not even that, because I don't expect them to get recognized by but we're gonna talk about it as we get.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Best rap performance, Deep Reverence, Big Sean featuring Nipsey Hussle. I almost butchered it. I'm sorry. Bop the Baby. Why is that still on here?
Exactly.
Good God. What's Poppin', Jack Harlow? The Bigger Picture, Little Baby, Savage, Megan Stallion featuring Beyonce. That's probably gonna win. And DR, Pop Smoke.
This one not bad.
This one not bad. I could probably name a few songs that I'd probably rather have over all these.
But definitely wouldn't put Bop by the Baby on there.
I'm not putting Bop.
But I think is that the one with he had with the Jabberwockies?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the thing. Like, I think it was that moment.
The reason why I don't like what they do is because they don't have an actual hard time frame, because they say if your song was brought up to relevance in this time frame. Well, who the fuck decides that?
But that's why it's so disrespectful that Summer Walker isn't.
Yeah, who the fuck is inside that? Like, Bob?
Yeah, but it's because of the Jabberwockies thing. Remember, he was at every award show with the Jabberwockies. Yeah, with that. So it's like, I get it, but like What's Poppin', like, that was a huge song this year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it should win, but that kind of gives validity to this category. It's like, you can't deny What's Poppin', like, that was there.
They put Nipsey Hussle in here just to kind of.
I think that was it. Like,
look,
Nip, like, calm down, y'all.
Although, but I do like Lil Baby, The Bigger Picture. That was the song with, he kind of ate that one.
Like, when everybody was coming out with their, like, protest song.
Yeah.
Whatever, and that one was
he actually ate that one.
He actually made a good song.
Yeah. The Keanu Lede one, dog. I'll never get over that. I haven't recovered yet. I haven't recovered. Yeah, you see my haircut.
That's probably why she didn't get invited to the Grammys. Like, bro,
I heard that weak shit you put out. I heard that weak shit, bro. Yeah, no, this one is probably gonna go to Savage.
Yeah, it's gonna go to Savage. I like how they put Pop in there. Like, yeah, it's cool. Like, that's respect. I respect that.
That's respect.
But yeah, this, like I said, this one not bad. I really can't. I can't hate on this one.
Yeah. Best, this one's pretty good. Best melodic rap performance, Rockstar, The Baby featuring Roddy Ricch. Laugh Now Cry Later actually made it in here. That's actually crazy to me. Yeah. Drake featuring Lil Durk, Lockdown, Anderson .Paak, The Box, Roddy Ricch, and The Highest in the Room, Travis Scott. I'm gonna go off on a limb and say my favorite song out of all these is Laugh Now Cry Later. Yeah. But I think The Box is gonna win.
I think The Box should win, bro.
I think it should too.
I think he became a star with that.
Yeah, I think
that's that kind of represents. I think Rockstar, that was a big moment too, though.
Yeah, I just don't like that song though. For some reason, I just don't really like it. But I want to, before this year end, we're gonna talk about all the songs I said I didn't like. Went to going to be going hits. Like, so if I say I don't like your song,
that might be the set.
Might be the one. It might be the one.
It might be the one you want to push.
It's been a lot of songs. I'm like, I don't like.
Might
this
get
song.
Nominated for a Grammy.
It'd be nominated for a fucking Grammy, dog. So that Body Adi might be next year. It's so good. a lot of songs, but I like. It's not a bad song as far as Rockstar go. It just, I don't really like it.
But you got again. This, like, if you look at TikTok.
Yeah.
If you look at all of, like, that one was booming.
Yeah, it was booming.
Like, it was booming for a long time. But I think The Box, Like, remember, like, he made Justin Bieber and all them, like, they was, like, really trying to rig the game so he wouldn't go number one. Like,
yeah, them tripping, dog. Yeah, he had them fucking tripping.
That, I think he should, bro. I think Roderick, he put in a lot of work. I think his album was one of the best rap ones at the end of last year. I think this should get it for this type of, like, he was really singing on that thing. Like, he was, I think he should win.
He should win that one. Probably easily, honestly. Rockstar, the only one that might give him some run.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Drake song, even though I like the Drake song the most, I like The Box is cool. It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's just old. It's just old. You know what I mean? Like, looking at these
songs. That thing was number one for a long time.
Yeah, that thing was going hard. Yeah.
I respect that.
Best rap song. I don't know why they do stuff like this, but best rap song, The Bigger Picture, Lil Baby, The Box, Roddy Ricch, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Rockstar, Savage. So pretty much the same fucking songs over again. I think The Box should win again, but I think Savage is probably going to beat him out.
Yeah, I think Savage going to win just for... I think this is going to be Meg night. I think they're going to pull the whole Meg.
Meg and Chloe and Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to be.
I think out of this, though, The Box should win. I think between The Box and Rockstar... Probably should, but I think this will be a Savage.
One. Yeah, anyone that one's on, I feel like they're gonna win.
Shout out to Drake though. Like this, they do. I respect that. Like,
you said what?
For Drake being nominated in these ones, like
I
respect that a lot,
especially on Just the Lucy.
Yeah,
like Just the Lucy is crazy. Like just to get nominated on Just the Lucy is crazy. And it just came out, really, compared to all these other songs, really. And that's pretty much.
This is the disrespectful category.
Yeah, this
is the most disrespectful category, I think, of the whole grant.
Wow. All right. Best rap album, we got Black Habits, D Smoke, Alfredo, Freddie Gibbs, and Alchemist, A Written Testimony, J Electronica, King Disease, Nas, and The Allegory. Rush the
5-9. It's disrespectful right there.
Yeah, this one kind of wild, boy. What's the timeline, man?
This is disrespectful,
bro. What is the timeline, bro? What is the reason? what is the reason for this, though?
I'll say this with the utmost respect. D-Smoke, what he did with the Netflix special, that was a good album.
We're not doing that.
The fact that D Smoke is in J Electronica, cool. You got body.
Not even though. Yeah, you got body on your own shit, dog. You can't. You got rocked. All 16 tracks or whatever.
The fact that Rhapsody isn't on here, criminal. The fact that Roddy Ricch for all them songs that he nominated for, the fact that his album isn't on here, the fact that Lil Baby is not on here, who should be the rap album of the year, is based on cultural impact. Like, he literally became like one of the GOATs of this year, like of this newer, he literally became the leader of the new school in this year from that album, from what he was doing. Downright criminal.
I think it's criminal that if you're going to put Freddie Gibbs, rappers like these, Freddie Gibbs.
You should have Jay at least one Griselda.
Griselda should be, pick your poison.
Pray for Paris.
Pick your poison, dog. Like, whatever you want. Whatever you want. But if you're going to put rappers like that, like Royce 5'9", Nas, if you're going to put those rappers on there and you don't have Griselda on there, then it's criminal. It's a war crime.
Just to send a message that, like, we know what's going on. Like, I think Benny probably was too soon. Like, I think that's the best one.
Yeah, it just came out.
I think it just came out. I think Pray for Paris just to show a simple, just to have West Side Gun at the Grammys to represent, like, hey, we know what you're doing. Not going to win. You know what I'm saying? Yep. We all know we're going to give it to the commercial one. But come on, bro. You got to have, if you want, because me personally, Alfredo, that's like the two. Like, that's one of my favorite albums this year. But if, like you said, if you're going to have that D Smoke, bro. J Electronica.
Blackity black black. That's that dude, right? Yeah. the black pants with the black laptop and the black lighter in the black.
bro. Come on, bro. Great artist, great album.
I'm not trying to clown.
Great artist, great. That's not grand. Like,
that's not the that's
put Rhapsody in there, bro.
Yeah.
Anytime Rhapsody comes out with an album, should be nominated for a Grammy. Just
Is that good? They're all that good. They're like, all that good.
It's
all
like, that good. Come on, bro. And
that's unacceptable.
Just to have one Griselda member just there, just to have them there. Like, hey, bro, we get it.
For you, like I said, it's a war crime, bro. For you, for them to actually put them those type of artists on there without putting the people that's doing it the best, without putting the people that's rapping that way the best is crazy.
Every album that we've talked about has had some Griselda feature, whether that be Conway, whether that be Benny, whether that be Westside. Every major album we talk about has had some type of influence or some type of connection with Griselda, bro. Mm-hmm. And at some, and this is what, when I was saying with the Drake statement, it's like, we got to stop looking to this platform to validate us. Because like, we know the impact Griselda had this year. We know how influential, we know how, like, they deserve that recognition. They deserve that stamp, but they're not going to get it from this platform.
Because who are these people? Do we even know?
It's a committee.
You can look at the names for that?
Yeah, you can look up people that's on the committee.
Who
but
the
it's
fuck
like
are they?
Like people that won before, people that have been on, like Knife Wonder was on there. Like a lot of people that like we respect in the industry. Like it's not just a bunch of like random people, like that's just voting on it. Like it's a respected group of people that, but a lot of things, a lot of people choose not to vote. Cause I think that's what Knife Wonder was saying last year when Nip got all those awards and everything like that. He got those awards because everybody felt like we need to honor Nip this year. Knife Wonder came out and was like, we going to come together, everybody that knows what's going on in the culture, and we going to gather those people so that Nip can get recognized in some way. We going to make sure he's on every category, but he's going to get recognized. And I think with this year, maybe those people didn't step up because this category, like for all the other ones, I can respect it.
Yeah.
This one right here.
This one's bad.
The worst.
Bro. This one is bad.
The worst.
The R&B one was outright disrespectful too. It's all pretty bad. But that's where we at, man.
Yeah, the fact that Summer Walker wasn't
Summer Walker not getting any of those is crazy, bro.
Ain't no one more before we leave this, bro. The fact that The Weeknd is nominated for either Album of the Year, Song of the Year. The fact that he broke all those records with was it Blinded by the Lights? Like, come on, bro.
That's, I shouldn't even. Yeah, this is a joke, bro. This is outright a fucking joke, bro. I laugh at this. This is not even something that I should be considering something important in my life, bro. This is a joke.
Yeah, this, bro. And I think The Weeknd, just because of this, The Weeknd just moved back into the top 10 because people are still streaming that song. Like that's a classic song, bro.
Yeah,
I listened to it today. I was like, bro, this could have existed in the 80s. This could have existed in the 90s. This could exist in the 70s. This is just a classic song. It's a great song.
He's an amazing artist, bro.
Yeah, wasn't it for like 17 weeks?
Yeah.
Or like,
and that's the thing. It's hard. I understand it. Like, I understand like why we say artists shouldn't pay attention to it. But listen, though, when you actually in that position, like, it probably feel nice to get a Grammy, dog.
Yeah.
Because the people that you hear, like you said, Kanye saying that. Kanye has the ability to piss on the Grammy.
He got so many.
Because you got them Grammys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and now it's easy to say, well, these shits don't mean nothing. All right, well, motherfucker, let me get one and then I can feel like I can tell you what it is. I can tell you if I think if it has worth or not. But as an artist, I can understand why people, they're still looking forward to it, be like, you know, everybody they grew up on was winning Grammys. Mm-hmm. Everybody that they grew up on was winning Grammys. It's hard to be like now. It's be like, ah, y'all gonna need to stop worrying about the games. Like, damn, everybody legendary status has one. Like, you know, like, shit. If anything, we need to figure out if we can put more people that's really of the culture into those seats. But I don't know if that's one of our decisions that we can make. So I don't think it's as easy as like going to vote or something like that. So.
But you gotta think, like, you got people like LeBron James who got. Yeah. the alleged billion dollar contract and who is heavily involved with hip hop. You got your Jay-Z's, you got your Diddy's. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Dre got some stuff on his plate right now. You know what I mean? He's a little busy. Busy right now. So you know what I'm saying?
Ain't no time for that right now.
But we have the people that can come together and create that. You know what I mean? What about the Revolt Music Awards every year? All right. That's Diddy. You know, have Diddy get like, yo, this is the stamp right here. Or
that'd be title. Hard.
Because Apple, they have their awards now. They just named Lil Baby like Artist of the Year or whatever, respectively. Mm-hmm. The Tidal Music Award. Because if you look on Tidal, bro, that's the culture.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's all that's on Tidal. That's the only thing on Tidal. Like, it ain't no bullshit
black,
on Tidal.
Black.
Yeah, that's black text, black back screen, black avatar. that's black.
Black. So, why not? You know what I mean?
So, you make bring a good point.
I think that we have the platforms, we have the resources, we have the people in positions to make that. It's just the confidence to do it, and then we as a culture need to support it, because it's a big stigma of like, whenever it's done by us, it's not the same quality, or we, you know what I'm saying, unless it's cool, it doesn't really have that reverence, but like, we got to support that. We got to get on that. You know, I'll get on here, like, I don't have it this week, but past couple weeks, I've been wearing brands by like the homies. Like, sometimes the hoodie don't even fit me. Like, last week, I was up here looking like a goddamn Teletubbies, or looking like Missy in that video when she was in the trash bag.
I'm about to fly away on that.
Yeah, but that was the homie. Like, I gotta support that brand. I gotta wear that brand on the podcast. It's like I support my peoples. You know what I mean? So it's like we as a culture, we gotta do that same thing for the brands in our community. And if that platform gets stood up, we're gonna need the co-sign of people like Drake. We're gonna need Jay-Z to show up. We're gonna need Diddy to show up. But it's like, if we wanna just bring that back to the BET Awards, because that's where it used to be. Yeah. Let's have them show up. Let's have them validate that award show.
No, that's real. Maybe, I mean, it's not a stretch. That's what I'll say. Like, it's not a stretch. Shit can happen a lot faster than you think that you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Well, let's go ahead and move on. We'll go ahead and get into our positive shout so we can end off with something good, because that shit is garbage. that shit is trash, bro. Shit's really, really bad. But my positive shout out today is going to go to Shannon Sharp. I just really respect OG. I just really respect what he do. About 4 weeks ago, maybe longer, 8 weeks ago, he came out with a show called Club Shay Shay. It's very new. But it's just basically him interviewing different people, and he gets these people on at the perfect times, right? Like, so he's had Snoop Dogg on the show. He had LeVar Ball on the show most recently. He's even had an Ice Cube one, right in the midst of all the stuff that's going on with Ice Cube. Right in the midst, he was right there with Shannon Sharp. Giving all the takes, and that's where you don't get it real. We've seen Ice Cube give it to him with Chris Cuomo. We've seen him on CNN, Fox, all these things. But when he was down there with Shannon Sharp, it was a real talk between two brothers. Like, you could tell they were two OGs. They were just talking it out, and that's the real shit that we can get. Like, that's why I like All the Smoke. Same thing. We got two real dudes from our culture that's actually just interviewing people and asking all the questions. They ain't afraid to ask questions we want to know, but they do it with some class. They do it with some grace, and it comes out to a good product. And that's the same thing with Shannon Sharp. Reason I want to kind of show him out, because we say that we need to see more people in these type of roles. Like, just in general, just we need to see more people like us doing stuff. It's happening, bro. Like, it's Shannon Sharp is your uncle. Like, legit, like, Shannon Sharp is legitimately your uncle that his ACL didn't tear, so he actually went to the NFL. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the Hall of Fame.
He went to the Hall of Fame. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he's really your uncle, but he out here really still doing it. Like, he out here really still hustling. And he giving it to you 100 every day of the week, bro. All that funny shit that we've been seeing, the Black and Miles, the Hennessy, the Gold Bass, shit like that. All that shit is funny as fuck. All of our uncles is funny as fuck. Like, he's really that dude. Like, he's just really a good dude. He's really funny. He really give it to you real and raw. And that shows even more when he goes and takes it to Club Shay Shay, and he's just talking and he's just breaking down. Like, and it's hard to stop watching. Like, you'll see some clips of like the shit, like the best parts. But when you're watching it, the in-betweens is really the best part. The in-between back and forth between him and the other person that he's interviewing is really the best part. So shout out to Shannon Sharp. His show is amazing. He be busting Skip up. If you want to see Skip Bayless get fucked up, these last about 6 months, maybe, Skip Bay's been in there getting tore up, bro. Ain't nothing been going good for Skip. So if you want to see that, make sure you tune in. It's happening every week. So my positive shout out goes to Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, that's real. Just to see a black person succeed at everything that they do and then take it to the highest level. Again, I said it last week, the demonstration, bro, is so important. Because we got to have people to point to and say, look, look how he did it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He was himself the whole time. He was on national TV with the black and mild in his mouth.
Duh.
With Hennessy on
the
there.
The club Shay Shay was a joke that he came up with on set. He made it to a show.
But we do something before two something, and then to take that and then monetize that, turn it into a show, get the support of a major network like the Fox Network. They're pushing Club Shay Shay. Like, hey, everybody tune in. Like, it's... That's levels, bro. That's dude, levels. I respect.
Dude is way smarter than you would think. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, way, like, there's always a stigma about like the Southern boy that wasn't good in high school coming out, going to NFL. Like, all these motherfuckers stupid. All these people dumb, bro. You better watch out, bro. Yeah. Anybody can prove you wrong.
Because he can play that role at all. He's just a goofy uncle. Like, yeah, but then next thing you know, he got a business lined up. Next thing you know, like,
he'll do it mid-show. Like, that's the crazy thing about it. Like, you'll see him being funny with Skip, and then Skip say something like, Skip, you got the game fucked up. Hold on. Let me show you how this coverage actually works, because you weren't in the NFL. Uh-huh. Let me tell you about this shit real quick. Mm-hmm. Let me break that down. Like, it's crazy, dog. Like, he got into a real-life argument with him one time because he's like, Skip, I'm telling you, this safety is supposed to be covering this tight end. He like, no, you don't know that. There's no way you can know that. He's like, bro, it's simple. This is the simple shit. He held that all the way until the guest came on, like an hour later. It was like, hey, tell me, you on that team, tell me who's the safety supposed to be covering. Like, he be all Skip ass about this shit, bro. So, he a real one, dog. I really fuck with
gotta,
him.
You got to respect the real, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta respect the real. So, my positivity shout out is kind of in that same vein. I want to shout out the Breakfast Club. Like, I want to shout out the Breakfast Club because they, for the past, I don't know, I want to say decade, bro. Like, they've been almost at the forefront when it comes to, like, covering our culture, when it comes to, like, really being that platform, being that stamp in our community to really give us the news, give us the great interviews, give us those great moments. And when you think where they were not even too long ago, like, they were the news outlet that had the Ray J, like, Charlamagne, we live?
Yeah.
Doing all that, like, talking about Fab and talking about how he had booty goons and all that stuff. Like,
don't get this banned for calling somebody a booty bandit.
That's who they were a couple years ago. But this past week, they actually interviewed former President Obama. And they were talking about his book, and in true fashion, they remained themselves. Like, Charlamagne was asking the questions that we wanted answered. Like, he, to his face, like, this wasn't on the Zoom call or anything. They were in the same room. Charlamagne was like, yo, a lot of black people said that you haven't done anything for our community. What do you say to that? A lot of people saying, like, you really didn't get anything done. What do you say to that? If President Trump was so open and he was so loyal to his base, why weren't you that to us? Like, why didn't we get that same treatment? Because we've seen a demonstration from him. Why didn't you do that? And to have somebody in a space where journalism is kind of like disrespected, where fake news, like, you really can kind of see how news will really spin a narrative.
Yeah.
To have a news outlet in our community act somebody who we really put up, like, Obama is a historical figure. Like, we witnessed that. We lived through that through our lifetime. So to have them sit him down and ask the questions that our community really wants answered, I think that's a testament of growth. That's the testament of the power that we do have, because he's been on several other platforms promoting his new book. But he know in order to talk to the community, he had to stop through the Breakfast Club. And this wasn't just no quick 5-minute Zoom call. Like, no, I'm going to sit down with y'all in the same room. We're going to do this for an hour. And I know y'all going to ask these questions, and they let him have it. And I respect a lot of the answers that he gave back.
Oh, yeah. So,
He really broke it down. Like, hey, bro, let me tell you about how politics work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we are the minority, bro.
Yeah.
Like, in order to make real change, we need votes. Yep. In order to get votes, we need to talk to other type of demographics. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to help y'all while I'm helping everybody else. But look at my numbers, bro. Look at who was growing faster than everybody else. Black people. Yeah. Look at who was growing, who got the benefits from my tax plans. Black people. Like, I'm not out in your face saying it because I don't have to.
Bruh, I want to say there's a lot of smooth motherfuckers on this earth.
Bruh.
Barack Obama is the realest, smoothest nigga I've ever seen in my life, bruh.
It don't get nothing.
His speech is impeccable. Like, it's like he got an aura, bruh.
So, like, let me, this dude is
crazy.
Like, I would say, like, yo, my girl wild. Like, she got an attitude problem. He said, like, well, you know, when it comes to temperament, my wife is
she is less forgiving with her temperament. I'm like, bro, that's the craziest thing to say.
Damn, I'm like, think of that shit, dog. I just keep remixing that thing so crazy. He is great in what he, the flex come off so crazy when you catch it just a little bit later. Like the flex, like I had to watch that clip of him saying, like breaking down. Cause I didn't peep the first time. Like he said it and Charlamagne was like, well, we saying like just for us. He's like, well, you're not listening to me. Yeah. I'm saying black people was riding better than these other, like,
why you don't know that is because I'm not on the front line just screaming it. But bro, I work for the entire country. But check the stats, bro. Like we were doing better than everybody.
Bruh. It's yeah, man. Shout out to the Breakfast Club, brother.
But that's what I'm saying. For him to do that and to keep that, because when you come to that platform, it's no, like they even denied the Meg Thee Stallion interview because it's like, we're not about to interview if we can't talk about the things that we want to talk about. So we're not about to do that. But for him to come to that platform, to give that stamp, the real stamp of validation to that platform, and for them to be themselves and ask those tough questions, you got to respect that growth. You got to respect that platform, and you got to respect what that did for the community.
That's love. And when you get to that point, you can do that, bro. When you get to that point, you can tell the hottest in the game right now, like, if you're not going to answer these questions and you trying to tell us what, we get the fuck out. We don't need that. Like, when you get to that certain level, you can do shit like that. And that's great, bro. Also, that's trash, too, because, Meg, don't tell me that you can't talk about it when you just made a whole song about it.
And so, you went to all these other, that's what Charlamagne was saying. It's like, bro, you went to GQ and you told everything about it. You went to this other magazine, you told everything about it. But when you can't talk to us about it, we tell us, don't ask about these different things. Come on, bro.
That's trash.
What are we doing? How you going to go see these other outlets and do it, but tell us we can't do it?
Protect black women, dog. That's it. Ain't you the queen of that? Ain't you the queen of this black-owned stuff?
Because she know if anybody going to push back on her, it's going to be the Breakfast Club.
It's going to be Charlamagne
going to say it. He going to be like, hey, well, what do you got to say to this? Same thing he did with Obama.
Yeah.
Same thing he did with Joe Biden. Same thing he did with Kamala Harris.
Everybody that come up on there.
Bro, you got to respect
those questions, bro. You got to, dog.
Got
to
respect that.
There's almost no one in the game that would do it outside of Charlamagne at the Breakfast Club.
But look at look at the Birdman interview. Look at Beanie Siegel interview. When you want to stop this interview and you want to talk to me real quick? Like,
it's real out there.
To see that range, to see Birdman explode on him, to see Fredro Starr like want to fight him, Beanie Siegel want to fight him all in their face and doing all that, to them interviewing Joe Biden, for them to interview Kamala Harris, for them to interview President Obama. It's like, you got to, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Need to highlight that. We need to respect that. We need to hold them, because this could not be said 10, 15, 20 years ago to this magnitude. So it's like, you got to respect, or if it was, it's not as prevalent as it is today. So it's like, you got to respect that.
Yeah. That's real, man. That's real. I appreciate that, man. I do want to get to the funniest thing I've seen this week.
Oh, man.
So it's weird, man, because we right now, like, we all at the age, so it's especially just like me and your age group, the 26, 27, 28 year olds right now, getting to the age where we gotta start putting in work to get to Thanksgiving. We can't just go and eat no more. We can't do that. We too old now. You can't just go and eat no more. So a lot of y'all tried to cook. A lot of y'all tried to cook. And let me tell you, bro, some of y'all need some more training. So some of y'all need to go back to your mom's crib and get some more training, bro. Because it wasn't looking good, bro. It was not looking good. And let me give you some advice, because I would just tell you, don't make the mac and cheese. Don't start with that. That's too much of an important dish for you to start with. Don't say you're going to bring the mac and cheese. I don't want to see that. Start with, like, the mashed potatoes, because you don't really need nothing much for that. You don't need nothing crazy for the mashed potatoes. You fuck up the mashed potatoes, you know your level ain't where it need to be. Start with a pie. Make a pie. That's easy. Get the filling. Get the crust. Make the pie. Y'all was out here trying to make the turkeys, the hams, the cornbread, the rolls. Y'all not ready for that just yet. Let me just tell y'all, not ready. If you haven't been already cooking, this year wasn't the time for you to start that shit. But you did anyway, and I had a great time laughing at it. I seen some mac and cheese that looked so watery, I didn't know what to think about it, bro. If you dip your mac and cheese and lift it up and the cheese is falling out like pudding, it's not done, bro. It's not, this shit ain't done, bro. Cut it out. We don't need that here. Listen, I'm telling y'all, brothers and sisters, y'all, I appreciate y'all for what y'all do. And I appreciate y'all new. that we can't just be going to eat no more. We 26, we damn near 30. We gotta start putting in on this. But there's good ways to put it in the bad ways, and y'all chose the bad way. So respect to y'all, but it was some of the funniest shit I seen all week.
Bro, I seen a dude deep frying the turkey. He pulled that thing out. That thing was so burnt, bro.
Dog, But it's crazy because we see it happen every year for so many years that we would think that it'd be easy just to go in there and do the stuff that our parents been doing.
Nah, bro,
shit ain't easy, bro. That's why they fucking take all day. It's why we don't eat till six and don't eat all day. It's to take time and really hard. That's it.
Oh, bro.
But yeah, that's the funniest shit I seen all week, bro. But yeah, man, you got closing.
Oh man, we just appreciate everybody. Speaking of Thanksgiving, just thankful for all our supporters, everybody that listen, everybody that follows us on all our social media platforms. Again, just thank you for tuning in each and every week. We truly do appreciate y'all.
For real, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is the Who My Pop. If you get the guy.
What's going on, y'all? This is CJ from the Who My Podcast. On behalf of Kevo and myself, we just want to say that we truly do appreciate each and every one of you for tuning into this week's episode. Feel free to follow us on all of our social media platforms at The Who Am I Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and at The Who Am I Pod on Twitter. Again, we appreciate your support, and we hope you enjoyed this episode.